CNN's Chris Cuomo is still on the job, despite calls that he take a leave of absence after last week's admission that he advised his brother, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, on how to speak about an ongoing sexual harassment scandal. On his show, the younger Cuomo, Chris, said it wouldn't happen again.
It was a mistake because I put my colleagues here, who I believe are the best in the business, in a bad spot. I never intended for that. I would never intend for that. And I am sorry for that.
And CNN decided against disciplining him. But they dismissed conservative commentator Rick Santorum for telling an audience that we, meaning European settlers, birthed a nation from nothing. There was nothing here, dismissing early Native Americans. Well, this is all giving NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik lots to think about. Hi, David.
Hey, Robin.
And we've spoken before about Chris Cuomo's on-air relationship with his brother in their informal interviews when Chris Cuomo was fighting COVID-19 literally and his brother Andrew, the governor, fighting it as governor. That arched a lot of brows. Then Governor Cuomo beset by these allegations of real misconduct. Remind us what Chris Cuomo did after that.
Well, Chris Cuomo said that he acknowledged the elephant in the room, so to speak, and said he wouldn't be covering the question of sexual harassment allegations raised now by multiple women. In certain cases, perhaps misconduct, and others what seems more like more physical contact. He said that his colleagues would be doing that, but that he couldn't possibly do so in an objective way about his older brother. That's fine insofar as it goes, but, you know, it kind of takes off the table the fact that a year ago, Chris Cuomo was, you know, effectively having a fraternal food fight with his brother for entertainment purposes in a primetime hour of CNN, elevating kind of the humanity and highlighting what was at the time viewed as the, you know, great role that Andrew Cuomo had played in handling COVID. The question of that very handling of COVID has now come under journalistic scrutiny and been cast in a much more negative light.
Yeah, people are wondering maybe there should be sharper questions of Andrew Cuomo at that time. But now there are reports that Chris Cuomo, in these conversations with the governor and his staff, encouraged his brother to not resign, take a defiant stand. Why didn't CNN discipline Chris Cuomo now?
I think it's very much a question of the real estate he occupies and the stature he has for the network. As you say, Chris Cuomo took part in essentially damage control strategy planning, not just with his older brother, which maybe you could understand, but with his older brother's staffers present as well. And that puts him inserts him in kind of an official mode. A line a journalist shouldn't cross. You're not supposed to be too close with the people you cover. Well, he couldn't be closer. And to be actively planning is essentially trying to do damage control from his colleagues and others to their peers at other networks. In this instance, CNN said, you know, he shouldn't be talking to the governor's staffers, but, you know, we're going to allow him to maintain a brother and we'll keep it at a distance from our coverage. And Cuomo on the air talked about a wall existing. And still, you got to wonder whether that would happen if he were an ordinary reporter and not getting important ratings and important revenue for the network in primetime. It seems as though, you know, it would be a good exhibit for those who say there are different rules for people at different places in the hierarchy. In this case, a guy at the very top gets off with no sanction at all.
Well, then there's Rick Santorum, who said this to a conservative group, the Young America's Foundation, back in April, about the founding of this country.
We came here and created a blank slate. We birthed a nation from nothing. I mean, there's nothing here. I mean, yes, we have Native Americans, but candidly, that there isn't much Native American culture in American culture.
And he went on Chris Cuomo's program and tried to defend himself. I'm going to just skip to a question to you in the time that we have. You know, he said, I was taken out of context. We treated Native Americans horrifically. And then CNN fires Santorum over the weekend. What do you make of that?
Well, let's not forget, they didn't fire him instantly. They fired him after basically 3 weeks of letting this lag around. Santorum may feel he was taken out of context, and certainly he may not have meant to slight the horrible treatment, the vicious treatment that American settlers meted out to Native Americans. But at the same time, he essentially wiped the slate clean. He did what Native American tribal leaders and also Native American journalists did, which was essentially erase their culture from the American experience, American history. This is not the first time Santorum has been pointed to or called out for deeply problematic remarks about folks, and it was one too many for CNN to sit with, apparently.
But just briefly, did CNN maybe lose something? Santorum was one of the only conservative voices left on that network. And obviously people are saying it's inconsistent. Just have a few seconds here.
You know, I think that it's something that conservatives could point to, particularly pro-Trump conservatives could point to and say it seems disparate treatment. Santorum was one of those who wasn't necessarily a huge Trumper, but was anti-Trump critics. I think it's also part of the problem when you have people on who don't take for granted necessarily the search for journalistic truth and the sense of fairness. His brand of conservatism doesn't fit neatly with CNN.
We're going to leave it at that. NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik, thanks.
You bet.